The opinions expressed in this podcast are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Gamers Workshop Season 2. I'm Ansh. I'm here with David.
What's up, guys?
Amrit.
What's up, guys?
And Stuart? Wait.
Stuart, where are you at?
Guys, do you know where...
I saw him earlier, but I don't think
Wait a minute. Wait, do you hear that? Are those funeral bells? Stuart!
No!
Stuart isn't up forever being
As you know, every season we have someone leave the game. Last season it was Amrit, but he's sticking it out. He's with us today.
Came back.
And now Stuart's gone.
It's okay, he'll be back soon.
Hopefully. Lived a good life.
In memory of Stuart, David, what game are we looking over?
Well, today we are going to be looking at Roblox.
Exactly. And I know Stuart loved Roblox to death, literally. So,
hey, first thing first, I'd say, and before we start the podcast, I'd say let's get a moment of silence for Stuart.
Okay, I agree.
Let's go. All right,
David. Take it away.
All right, so Roblox, right? I think we all know about Roblox. It's one of the most popular games still to this day. Actually, fun fact about Roblox, the game released on the exact day I was born, September 1st, 2006. So I'm literally the exact same age as Roblox.
That's very interesting. I was born on September 28th. So Roblox is 27 days older than me.
That's so right. Damn, so then like that means that I'm older than Roblox. That's crazy. By like 2.5 months.
Dude, I'm kidding.
But yeah, so Roblox, obviously very popular game, very popular with the kids, you know. So guys, tell me, when did you first, you know, play Roblox, or when did you first learn about it, you know?
So it's interesting. I actually started playing Roblox a lot later than most people. It was during the lockdown, and what happened was that one of my friends, Simon, he messaged me on Discord, and he was like, hey, Ansh, you want to play Roblox? And I was like, dude, I don't have Roblox. And he put me on, bro. He put me on, like, Mad City, Arsenal, like, Bloxburg, all those games, right? And, you know, we really liked, you know, anime, like Dragon Ball Z and stuff, and they had games, like anime games, you know, on those. Especially on Dragon Ball, they had a lot of games about that. So we grinded that. We retired by playing golf on Roblox. And now it's like, I kind of just drifted away from it because I just don't play as much. I don't really feel the need. But that initial...
It's a game you got to play with friends.
No, exactly, yeah. Dude.
So it's one not really time, that fun on its own.
Like, and this is coming from me. Like, I played lots of solos on Fortnite. Like, over 1,000 matches, guys. But when I played Roblox by myself, dude, it was like going to the bathroom without your phone. It was crazy. It was isolating.
Amrit.
Oof, I'd say, so, like, I first found out about Roblox in third grade because my friend told me about it. Because, third grade. It was, like, I think 2015 or 2014. So, before Roblox, I was a, like, you know, big Minecraft nerd. And then my friend told me about Roblox, and he was saying that it's, like, more expansive than Minecraft. And that, like, you know, there's, like, different game modes and tycoons. And also, funny story, as a kid, I've always had this dream of being a GameStop worker. And my friend told me about this game mode called the GameStop Tycoon. So I could actually live out my dreams being a GameStop worker. So I was like, wow, that's amazing. But yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, you can do anything.
You can do anything, yeah.
You can be anyone you want.
Yeah, that reminded me of the game Working at the Pizza Place.
Oh, yeah.
Dude.
It's a good game.
David, we talked about our stories, but what about you, man?
My story? Like, I probably learned about Roblox similar time, like 2015. I think my friend put me onto it. And yeah, man, like, I was just pretty addicted to that game for a long time. My username, should I drop the username? But, like, I made this, like, super, like, long username that was, like, super king of Roblox, like the super king of I don't even know, bro. But like everyone always like pronounced it wrong because it was just like a bunch of words jumbled together, so you really couldn't tell what it was. Yeah, and I was pretty addicted to the game, you know, for a long time. I still play it from time to time. You know, if you get a girlfriend, bro, your girlfriend always wants to play Roblox. That's just like a canon event.
Dude, side story. Literally, one of my friends, he was like, Ant, you need to help me and my girlfriend in this Roblox game. And oh, I was like, gosh. It's always Roblox. That is a canon event, bro. I was a third wheel in Roblox. Like, that's tough.
Yeah. So, what did you guys think initially, like, made Roblox stand out from other games at the time? Like what drew you to Roblox?
My friend.
Your friend. But, like, what made you, like, keep playing?
What made me keep playing is just, like, how there's such a low barrier to entry. And what I mean by that is it's not like Fortnite where the game is so much, there's so much tech. Like, you have to learn how to 90, you have to aim well, you have to do this, do that. I hop onto Roblox, and all of a sudden, I press the mouse button. Oh my god, I'm good at the game now, you know? Yeah. Like, obviously, there are some games like Arsenal which require more skill. But, for example, like the Dragon Ball Z games that me and my friend used to play, like, you don't have to be some super, you know, sweaty, try-hard god on that game. You can just hop on.
You just hop on any game.
Yeah,
dude. It's relatively easy.
It's like recreational play.
Yeah.
One thing that, like, you know, I think makes Roblox stand out from, like, you know, other, like, games is how versatile it is. Because, like, it's like if you look at any other, like, game, like any game like what, COD, FIFA, they all have their own themes, right? But then if you look at Roblox, there isn't one exact theme because there's so many game modes and, like, you know, different games. So, like, you know, one thing that caught my attention was, like, you know, how expansive and, like, you know, how versatile and, like, you know, just how many different, you know, games that I could, like, actually, like, you know, play inside of Roblox. So I don't know, that's just
I agree with that, because, like, you know, it's really like a community driven game. Like, the games are made by, like, you know, players, right? I don't think a lot of the games are made by Roblox themselves. A lot of it is just, like, players making games, and then those games blow up. It, like, it's pretty cool that, you know, there's so many opportunities for, like, gamer. Like, if you are want to make a video game, like, you could very well go on Roblox and make a video game. And you could actually make good money doing it, too. I know a lot of these people, they make good money. So,
yeah. Fun fact, I actually did make a Roblox game.
And I saw Ench.
You, Umrit played it.
Show me once.
It was Escape Atlantis Obby. You probably can't find it now. I don't know why. They hate me. But, like, it was my first, well, my first time coding was Scratch. But, like, it was my first time actually making a game. And literally, like what you said, these community-driven games like Roblox, Fortnite Creative Mode, Mario Maker, they're like self-sustaining games because it's the people that update the game.
Yeah.
And there's millions of people. There's a lot of talented people too. And they just keep making cool thing after cool thing. And everyone wants to play it. You know, there's like trends on it. It's like social media, but for games.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
So games, you know, what was your guys' favorite games to play on Roblox?
It had to have been my big three. Mad City, Roblox, Dragon Ball Z Final Stand, and then Super Golf.
Okay.
Those were my big three. Mad City, though, oh my god. I know I haven't played GTA, but that's basically the same thing, right?
Okay. Maybe. Maybe
without, like, the gore.
You know, those Roblox users, all right, the words that they sling can be akin to gore.
Don't they, like, censor swearing and stuff?
Not in Spanish.
In Spanish.
Oh,
okay.
I don't think they censor it in Spanish.
Okay.
Well, I meet a lot of Spanish players, and they always, the way that you know if someone is Spanish in Roblox is if instead of ha ha ha, they write ja 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 ja.
That's true.
After that, after I see that, I go in the chat and I write hola.
Hola, ¿cómo estás?
All right.
Then they start talking to me and I leave the game.
Honestly, that's actually a good way to learn Spanish, Ange. Like, screw Duolingo.
By rage baiting?
Yeah, bro, you know what I mean? It's...
Hey, that actually Hey, Duolingo, Rage Bait.
Screw Duolingo and hop on Roblox. I say, yeah. Hey, that's, you know.
Just cuss people out in Spanish.
There you go. That's the easy way to, like, you know, learn.
Very, very great. Yeah.
Are you encouraging this?
I mean, no, I'm not encouraging any negative, hateful behavior.
I agree. We're only pushing positivity in the gamer's workshop. Only positivity
on this podcast. And that's a fact.
Oh, God.
All right. Favorite games.
All right. So since Ange gave his big three, my big three. So obviously, I, like, you know, mentioned GameStop Tycoon, which was like, oh, my God, that was a big childhood favorite. And it actually got shut down because I tried to play it like 5 months ago and it was no longer like there. And it was like under a like entirely brand new Timu version like of it, bro. So yeah,
I hate when that happens.
Yeah, so yeah, that's like for a second a popular one. It's probably a bit too like basic, but Prison Break, I've had a lot of, like, you know, memories. And then I'd say third, so I was like, you know, always like, you know, big on like NBA 2K and like, you know, basketball like games. And Roblox actually had their own version of NBA 2K, which is like obviously very, very like different, because obviously, as Ange was saying, Mad City isn't exactly GTA 5, and it's like I was playing as Stephen Curry, but bro was a blocky dude, bro. Like, so yeah, it was obviously like, you know, obviously not that realistic, but it was hey, it was a, you know, overall fun fun experience, right? So yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, well, keep in mind, and this is something I forgot to add, you know, the benefits, what makes Roblox good is Roblox is free, and you get access to all these different games for free. So I think that's pretty great.
That's especially useful for kids.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, when you're a kid and you're like, oh, could I get this new game? And they're like, oh, your parents are like, oh, no, it's $80.
Yeah. I mean, that's why so many parents just give their kids
Roblox.
And we'll get to this later. You know, this is a topic of discussion I have for later.
Go. I see.
Okay. My favorite games, yeah, okay, so we got to put Epic Minigames there. If you know, you know. I mean, actually, it's pretty popular. It's not a niche game. Murder Mystery as well.
That's a good one.
That's really good.
And then honestly, man, just like any tycoon. Like, I just love doing tycoons.
My guy.
And just like building up your base and then like raiding other people's bases and just like torturing them.
What?
Just like,
we only spread positivity here, boys.
Only positivity, but in Roblox, in game. Oh, in just game. Like raiding their base and just annoying them, bro.
Dude, I always used to watch Dan TDM do tycoons, man. In Roblox?
Yeah.
Holy.
Oh, yeah.
You can't go wrong with a tycoon, honestly. Yeah. So, let me hear your guys' favorite memory from playing Roblox.
It's about that all my favorite memories are rage baiting.
No.
That counts as
a memory. Okay. So, there was in Mad City, there was like this super sweaty, try-hard like hero, right? And he kept using, like, exploits and stuff to, like, kill the criminals in their bases. And me and Simon, me and my friend, were the criminals. So we kept dying to this guy, and he was trash-talking in the chat. Like, okay, first of all, how sad you gotta be to trash-talk in Roblox? But anyways, me and Simon killed him a couple of times, dude. And we turned the tables. We were trash-talking him. He got so mad. He left the game, bro. Like, me and my friend left that session feeling like, you know, we started a butterfly effect. Maybe in the next game, that guy will be nice, you know? But it's just, like, rage-bitty moments like that. Like, I don't know.
You got to be careful with the rage-bitting because, you know, Roblox censors the text a lot. They put the tags, right?
And they'll ban you, like, also, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true. But at least I haven't had someone where I rage-bait them and they just drop my IP. Like, that hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, that's a bit too extreme.
But, like, I don't swear at them, so they don't really get censored. Also, the censoring sometimes isn't even that... people get creative with the chatting to get past the censoring.
It's true.
All right, so my favorite memory isn't exactly, like, you know, in the game itself, but it has to do with a very popular meme that stemmed from it, that being the oof sound, which is like basically a sound after the player dies. And obviously, this sound has gained immense popularity online and memes and all that, right? So I used to post basketball videos as a kid, and I used to verse my friends in basketball, right? And then basically I would film our games, and every time me or my friends would miss a shot, I would just add that oof sound. And I don't know, that's just a cool memory.
Very iconic sound.
Yeah, no, it is.
It's on par with Steve's oof sound.
Yeah.
You know?
Literally, bro.
Maybe we should make an episode where we power scale Steve's oof versus Roblox oof popularity over time.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, for me, my favorite memory, or just a vivid memory, I don't know if you remember, I think it was the John Doe stuff. I don't even know how to explain it, but there was this character or this user in Roblox who was supposedly I don't even remember the story, was evil and stuff. And I think there was something about he could hack people. I don't even know, but it was just this whole huge thing, conspiracy theory. And I just remember in school, we were all scared of John Doe and the user.
Dude, that is literally the hero, John Ryan. Doe,
yeah. Oh, I was just, bro, facts. I was just about to add that, bro.
It's literally just the Roblox version hero of Ryan, that. Yeah.
You know, it was popular when I heard about it. I heard about John Doe too.
Yeah.
And I didn't even have the game at that point.
Yeah, that was in 2016, 2017?
Yeah, dude.
Something like
whatever that. Happened. I'm curious. What happened to John Doe?
I don't even know.
It was
next episode, boy.
It was to scare all of us jits, bro, who were, young at that.
Yeah. They're fear-mongering, bro.
Yeah, fear-mongering, literally.
So, going back, to kids, because obviously the main demographic of Roblox is kids. There's been a lot of discussion about, whether Roblox is actually, safe for kids, because obviously it's user-made games, and, there's some games which are, inappropriate for kids. So there's been some discussion, do you think Roblox is safe for kids? Should kids be playing Roblox?
It's interesting, because that same argument can be said about going outside or, playing outside, So, for example, if there is an unsafe game, a large majority of the time it's not popular or, it's hard to see, So there's a low chance that...
Well, the problem is, I think people were mad about, Roblox wasn't doing a good enough job to, censor or, get rid of these games. So they actually were, not, easy, but, kids could actually,
could access
them.
It, huh?
Yeah.
I'd say, it's hard because it's, the thing where, it takes one bad apple to ruin something. Because there's so many good games on Roblox. And it's so easy to get started because it's free. But then, you run the risk of, are these games safe? Perhaps Roblox could have some sort of safety feature that parents can turn on.
Yeah.
But with my example earlier about going outside, going outside is technically dangerous for a kid because they don't have the strength to protect themselves.
Anything could happen outside.
Anything could happen. So it's not just about, it's always about there's a risk to everything.
Yeah.
So to say that, Roblox is not safe for kids, it's a half-truth, It can be unsafe for kids, but at the same time, so can a lot of things. Because kids are kids,
Yeah.
It should be the parents' responsibility, as well as Roblox, to, protect these kids, because they don't really know any better. If your parents can kind of teach you that, these type of games, try to avoid them, or Roblox can create more safety measures, then that Roblox would be amazing for kids, especially if their parents don't fully trust them to go outside and, play with their friends or something. Because again, everything has a risk.
Yeah.
So it's unfair to claim that Roblox is unsafe when going outside is also unsafe. Everything is unsafe.
I agree with what Ange is saying, and that there's obviously other games and stuff that kids do which can be unsafe, obviously going outside, I don't know, playing sports and just a bunch of things. Personally, I think Roblox should definitely add some sort of safety feature.
There's just got to be more safety measures in place.
Yeah, no, for sure. But yeah, personally, if I was a parent, I mean, I would probably still let my kid use it, but I would, like, you know, definitely closely monitor the, like, you know, games that he's playing and, like, the different people that, like, you know, he's talking to, like, you know, on that, like, game. But yeah,
that's, I would, like, check, like, the chat messages. Yeah, exactly. Like, there's the messages tab, like people can message you.
That's like
an look at the recently played games as well.
Yeah,
that's a very important thing because like other people can message you.
Yeah.
Right. But also the one thing that I just want to quickly mention, like some parents let their kids play GTA 5, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, it's obviously their personal choice whether they allow their kids to do something. However, again, yeah, Roblox should protect, they know that their user base is mostly kids. They have the money to, you know, protect them. So they should.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
Definitely. But in terms of like stopping malicious people, how can that actually be done? Because, you know, as we talked about, there's a way to bypass chats to say like, you know, some pretty bad stuff.
Yeah. So, I'm not sure if Roblox has like a like age. I'm pretty sure they have like an age thing, like you have to be a certain age to like chat to people, but you can always lie about your age.
Yeah,
exactly. Especially like kids who want to play, like, oh, this game is rated 10 and up. Well, if I'm 8, I kind of want to play the game now and not wait 2 years, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
So
it's tricky. It's tricky.
It is tricky because it's like, are you going to get to the level where it's like, could you provide an ID? And then people are going to fake their IDs on there too.
Yeah, and also it's an online like game and you like aren't buying this game in like person. It's like, for example, I remember as a kid, this happened to me like once. I actually tried buying GTA 5 like, you know, at like, you know, EB Games and I was like, what, 13? And obviously the worker was like, no, because it's a, you know, it's a M-rated, like, you know, game. But it's, like, if you look at Roblox, it's a online, like, game. And you, like, aren't, but like, you know, buying it in person. So it's, like, any kid of any age can, like, buy it and, like, you know, access it, right? So it's, I don't know.
Yeah. There's no one to stop
There's,
you.
Exactly. No one's no stopping one. You.
Final question. Why do you think Roblox has remained so popular? Why do you think, like, 10 years later, since, you know, we were started playing, like, why do you think it's still so massive?
Honestly, it's just because of the community. Like, for example, why is art still popular? It's because so many people, you know, continue to make art, which inspires more people. Or for Roblox, like the life cycle, someone makes a really cool game, gets other people hooked onto the game.
Mm-hmm.
They get their friends hooked onto the game. And then it's like a new wave of people. I think it's because Roblox is like evergreen, because the thing is, it's not like a game where, oh, it's outdated because of the graphics or because of the game mechanics.
Mm.
There's a new game on Roblox every single day with people who are getting better and better and better. So it's the fact that those people can keep making games and inspire other people to make games, inspire other people to get on the website, which allows its you know, sustainability.
Yeah.
Definitely. No, definitely agree. And I'd say what, like, you know, also keeps it like fresh is that like there's like always new like you know, games and stuff. And they like, you know, always keep up with the newest trends and stuff. Like, for example, I remember I was playing with my you know, baby cousin a few months ago, and then I remember seeing a 6-7 game on the homepage, and like I was like, wow, they really try and keep up to date with like, you know, all of like these new memes and like, you know, trends just to, I guess, cater to, you know, this, you know, like the younger audience, right? So yeah, that's it. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I agree with both of you guys. I think it's just like there's consistent, you know, consistently people making more games, you know, making different types of games. It's really hard to for that a game like that to just die, you know. If all the games on Roblox were run by the Roblox team, I think it would have been dead by now, but definitely, because there's like actual people, like fans, younger players, like it's, you know, continued to sustain itself. So That's it for today's episode, guys.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, David.
For David.
Stuart's not here.
You will be
only
missed,
he was
man.
Here, man.
You
will be guys, missed. If you see Stuart, make sure to bring him back to the Gamers Workshop, all right? So that is it for episode 2 of the Gamers Workshop season 2. We already shared our personal experiences with Roblox. So if you happen to have an experience of your own, be sure to let us know. Thank you so much for listening. And Stuart's wanted.
Thanks for watching the Gamers Workshop. Let me run you through the menu. Here's the pause screen, and here's the quit button. Are you sure you want to quit? Okay.